County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live from the Floyd L. Maines Arena in Binghamton. It's our first of three games today. It's the Cooperstown girls, the champions of Section 3, taking on Watkins Glen, the champions of Section 4. Of course, Watkins Glen took out Unitego in the Section 4 final a week ago at SUNY Cortland. I'm joined by a Cooperstown expert, as we've come to call him here on CDO, Matt Hazard. Matt, glad to have you again.
Nate, great to be here. New, great setting for Cooperstown, that's for sure. It's great to be in this regional game, once again against a familiar foe in Watkins Glen.
And of course, at 4 o'clock, we'll have the Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley in our all-local regional matchup. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll be solo for the South Courtright girls contest as they take on Smithtown Christian from Long Island. So settle in, folks. It's going to be a great afternoon here of local high school basketball. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Before we break things down, we're going to take a small short break, and we'll hear from Cooperstown girls head coach Mike Niles, and then when we come back courtside here at the arena, we'll get you set for the Hawkeyes and the Senecas. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The New York State Girls Class C Basketball Quarterfinals at the arena in Binghamton on Sunday. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Cooperstown Girls, Mike Niles. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Coach, first off, let's talk about just kind of the great run your team has been on. It seems like they're really clicking, really on the same page. You win the Section 3 title up at the Dome last Thursday, and just kind of how things have been lately. It's been a great run here for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, it's been really positive all year, and our seniors came out of the locker room last year. We lost to Weedsport, then juniors. This year, seniors were ready to go right away, and they were excited about the summer season and excited about their, you know, senior season coming up, and they took the reins right away. And even when earlier this year we were 4-4 after a loss up in Adirondack, really didn't even flinch. Really kept everybody on a good wavelength and positive and working still.
Is there something about this group that you've seen throughout the year? You mentioned that they really started well in the summer and have kind of worked through, but they've just been able to handle adversity and tough losses and things of that nature, and they keep building, and it just seems like they're not only tight on the court, but off the court as well.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. They got some real good mojo with each other off the court, and they've been playing together and been successful playing together since the get-go, since the organized ball in third grade. I think also part of it is that they're really pretty smart about the game, that even when we were 4-4, that the things that were going wrong were not foundational or sky is falling kind of things. There are things that we could definitely correct. And so they were really consistent and kept us positive, to be honest with you. That was a big deal.
In the state quarterfinals down at the arena, you run into a familiar foe in Watkins Glen. You've faced them over the years a couple of different times when you've gotten to this round. Your thoughts going into the matchup this year, and have you had a chance to prepare for them?
Yeah, so I watched them play on Saturday against Unitigo, and so they have their two kids up there, Morse and Taylor Kelly, who are like the last couple of kids that were big contributors on their state championship team in, I think, 2017. I think our matchup on paper is a little bit better than we had with Unitigo. Like, they were tough, and we really couldn't match up with the Twins. That's just on paper. They're really tough. They're physical, and they're well-coached, and they play hard. I feel like they're kind of similar to us, that off the bus we're not, like, hitting our heads on the doorway. None of us are, because there's no six-footers floating around or anything like that. But you're kind of like, something's got to be awfully tough about them because they're in a regional game. So I think that's similar. That kind of reflects how we are, too.
Coach, I wanted to ask about your eighth grader, Megan Sherman, and just the impact that she's had. You know, I watched you guys early in the year at the Delhi tournament, and from then until now, it just seems like night and day, and it's something that's really clicked for her.
I think, honestly, a big part of what's clicked for her is the support and the positive encouragement that she's gotten from the older kids. To be quite honest with you, no one was covetous of their own minutes or of their own role, and it became clearer and clearer in practice and then in little flashes in games that Megan is something pretty special, that and that the more minutes that she gets, the better for us. You know, part of the turning of our season, we had a little weather layoff. We had like a 14-day layoff, and we just went back to camp, honestly, like boot camp, physical fitness, butt kicking. And then around that same time in the season, right around the holidays, Megan became a starter, which I think also helped, you know, spur the little run that we're on. But she's physically, not a lot of kids are like her, and she's locked in, and she asks questions, and she seeks clarification, and the older kids are very positive with her. So that's a nice element of the season to add.
This time of the year, when you get to regionals, and, you know, you've been here before, you have a state championship under your belt, and some of your older seniors on this team have a little bit of state tournament experience, but what's the overall message? Can you use some of the lessons that you've learned over the years to help, you know, their transition into the state tournament be a little easier?
Yeah, of course. I would say share, I guess, anecdotes or long-winded. I think they're funny, but the girls think they're boring. But their stories, like you said, also a few of the kids here. I'm looking at the pictures of the last regional game. Kate and Lauren are in there, so they have at least been on the road before, if not in the game. But the other part is, it's a kind of a balance between if you get some good information about a team and then bog down with any kind of paralysis by analysis kind of situation with 6 days to prepare, it's dangerous. But also, you know, you don't want to ignore the information that you're getting, but you certainly, this is no time to change what you're doing that's been successful. So you just see kind of how it fits together if you get some information about the opponent. And then practice is basically pretty light, a lot of shooting, some detail stuff. Maybe some wrinkles if they're really clear and kids get them right away. But mostly just enjoy the fact that you're in a great season and you have great relationships with your teammates and you get to do it for another week. And then just be ready to play on Sunday, like great physical effort and have a clear mind and give it your best shot. You really, really, not a cliche, but you really don't lose at this point. It's already been such a successful, positive experience that if we go out and, you know, play our hardest on Sunday, it's really hard to be too bummed about it. But if it doesn't work out, but this is not the time to reinvent the wheel for sure.
Cooperstown girls head coach Mike Niles. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more here for the New York State Girls Class C quarterfinals. It'll be Cooperstown and Watkins Glen on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car is being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars
and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO this afternoon. We're live from the arena in Binghamton. It's our first of three games this afternoon. It will be the Cooperstown girls taking on Watkins Glen. And you know, Matt, you've coached a lot of these girls. You've seen them come up. I've had the pleasure of covering them, of course, the last few years since CDO has kind of jumped on the Cooperstown train. But an exciting contest, and they've been here before and played Watkins Glen. It's kind of deja vu.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is the third sectional championship for Cooperstown in the last 5 years. The previous two that they had in 15 and 16, they end up facing Watkins Glen each time for the right to go to Hudson. Characters are a little different. Liz Millay on the state player of the year for Cooperstown is gone, and Watkins Glen had an all-state player of the year actually as well, Amanda Pike, who's now playing Division II somewhere as well. But this is a whole another group. The thing is that after the two that Cooperstown won, Watkins came back the next year, and they ended up winning actually the state title. So this is actually Class C royalty right here. If you think about it, for the last 5 years, three of the last five state Final Fours have come out of these three. There are these two groups.
Yeah, these two groups, these two coaches, Alicia Learn for Watkins Glen, Mike Niles, who we just heard from in our pregame interview for Cooperstown. They've been here. They've done it before. I want to welcome you into our Butler Auto pregame show, of course. Butler has a great selection on two lots, over 150 vehicles to choose from in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can check out all the selection, also apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Before we get too much farther, I want to thank some of our special sponsors. It would not be possible for us to be here today or in any of the New York State games without our special sponsors. They include NYCM Insurance, Chase Memorial Nursing Home and Rehab Center, and I should say these sponsors are for this Cooperstown game and then also the Coop and UV boys game, which is coming up next. The Clark Sports Center, Leatherstocking Group in Cooperstown, the Cooperstown Booster Club, Schneider's Bakery in Cooperstown, Trossett Group Attorneys, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin, of course, New York Pizzeria in New Berlin. Frankie has that legendary taste. The Bassett Healthcare Network, Stewart Shops is a proud supporter of Cooperstown basketball, and Ted's Body Shop in New Berlin as well. So we're getting set, both teams finishing up their starting lineups here, Matt. And you know, you've been around this group this week. What do you think? Nerves? Are they excited to be here? What's your take on the Pulse?
Well, it'll be a little different. Cooperstown's had 10 days off, which is an eternity when it comes down to this time of the year. This is always kind of the frustrating. We hurry and get through the season and then get to sectionals, and you end up taking time off. And we got 10 days in between. It'll be interesting to see how Cooperstown really comes out and attacks this group with Watkins Glen, who came off of some hot shooting. They topped Unitego to get to this game. Unitego is Cooperstown's last two losses, so this will be interesting to see. Mike Niles in that interview before said this might, on paper, looks like a better matchup for them than it would have been against Unitego, so we'll see.
That's right. We were hoping for the dream matchup between Unitego and Cooperstown. Watkins Glen was able to take them down last weekend in Cortland in a game we did right here on CDO, so it is Watkins Glen and Cooperstown here today in the New York State Girls Class C quarterfinals. Winner will move on to next weekend's Final Four up at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll come back. We'll have the Senecas and the Hawkeyes here this afternoon on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you this afternoon on CDO. Our starting lineups, Matt is going to have the Cooperstown girls first.
Yeah, starting at guard, point guard is really the energizer for this team and will be their all-state player. Kate Trost, a number 12 senior. Number 5, Lauren Vibbard, is a bulldog. Stands 5 feet tall in your program, but really probably 4'10", 4'11". But she will get in on the offensive boards, walking away with 6 last game. The third guard is number 20, Piper Seaman, their best shooter from the outside, junior. And 8th grader, number 4, Megan Sherman, starts under in the post for him. Looking back, the team really took off when she entered the starting lineup. And then in the center is number 33, Emily Perez, senior captain.
On the other side for Watkins Glen, one of their starters, one of their go-getters is senior number 3, Hannah Morris, junior number 12, Kelsey Kernan, junior number 20, Adriana Solomon, a senior number 23, Danielle Lessick, and the girl who makes it all go, the senior number 24, Taylor Kelly, hit 6 three-pointers in that win over Unitigo. Cooperstown is going to have to keep a close eye on her. So the opening tip goes to Watkins Glen, but they had an over and back. So Coop will get it back. Let's set the colors for you quick. Cooperstown is in the road orange uniforms, the black and the white trim. This is Cooperstown in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Watkins Glen in the home whites with the maroon and the navy blue trim, says Watkins Glen across the front of the uniform there. So Cooperstown with the ball going right to left on their first possession of the game. Here's Kate Trost at left side to the top of the key. Almost has her pocket picked and does by Hannah Morris. Morris with a breakaway layup is rolling off the front of the rim and no good. She gets it back though, and Watkins Glen going left to right will set up shop here on offense. They'll go to the corner. A left side long shot from Solomon is no good. Perez with a rebound, and it's a quick start for both teams.
Yeah, Cooperstown's facing off against a man-to-man. Watkins Glen coming out with that. Cooperstown hasn't seen a man-to-man really all sectionals. They've Center State Conference in Section 3 primarily played a 2-3 zone, so it'll be interesting to see how they adjust.
Here is Piper Seaman, steps in for a long two-pointer off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Watkins Glen, and Solomon will bring it back up the floor into the hands of the guard, Hannah Morris. Morris right side. Again, Watkins Glen going left to right. Morris will feed it far side for Kelsey Kernan at the top of the key. She will go to Solomon. Wants to take a three, doesn't pull the trigger. Goes back out for Danielle Lessick. She fires one from downtown. Died on the front of the rim. Perez with a big rebound for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, it's no secret what Cooperstown's going to play on defense. It's man-to-man. It will be that for 32 minutes. They aren't going to change. And they're going to try to match up with your best players, with Piper Seaman on the Watkins Glen best score.
6.5 to go in the first quarter. We're still scoreless here between Coop and Watkins Glen. Trossett tries to take it to the rim. She's fouled by Hannah Morris on a right-wing drive. Early foul against the big-time point guard here for Watkins Glen.
And that's huge for Cooperstown. Kate Trossett's got to get to the rim. We've talked about that the last few games. She's got to get at least to the elbow for Cooperstown to have a good matchup here.
Trossett left side for three, left it short. Seaman hustling for a rebound, gets it back out to Sherman, but stripped away by Taylor Kelly. Kelly down the floor, right side is fouled. Right-handed layup won't go, but she'll head to the line. A tall, lanky player here for the Senecas will step to the line, still 0-0, 6:13 to go first quarter.
Yeah, it's been 0-0, but you know what? I mean, Cooperstown's kind of gotten punched in the face a little bit here, and what I mean by that is they've had Watkins Glen has had 2 or 3 takeaways, and that's been huge for them to get these opportunities, and they capitalize on the first free throw.
Taylor Kelly, first shot is up and good. So Watkins Glen jumps out to an early 1-0 lead. Again, 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Second shot for Taylor Kelly, rattles in. Hit the rim twice, and it's a 2-0 lead here for Watkins over Cooperstown. Coop breaks the press, and they go ahead to the eighth grader. Megan Sherman puts it up and in, and she's fouled. She'll head to the line.
So that's a huge step play for Cooperstown. Off of the made foul shot, they run it up the right side, two passes. They have their eighth graded forward streak down the middle, and she gets it for an easy layup and now going to the line for a three-point play.
Sherman, we've talked about it a bunch here, has been spectacular this season. And her foul shot is off. There's the broadcaster's curse. Off the back of the rim it comes, and here comes Watkins Glen back across the arena logo at midcourt here in Binghamton. Hannah Morris, left side, will feed one now to Solomon. Straight away three, Cooperstown let it go, and it's off the mark. A rebound for Perez into the hands of Trossett down the floor, left side. 2-2 is the score early in this one with 5:45 to go, first quarter. Trossett pull up from the foul line, off the mark, rebound Solomon. Senecas are looking to run. Left side of the floor now for Hannah Morris. Gets into the paint. She's tripped up. We'll have a foul here on Coop. 5:35 to go, first quarter. It's a 2-2 game between the Hawkeyes and the Senecas.
Well, something to watch there. That foul was called on Megan Sherman. That's now a foul on each of the two bigs for Cooperstown that could prove pivotal later in the game.
Here's Solomon off the inbounds play. Tries to bank a shot from straight away in the paint. It's off the mark, and Perez with another rebound. She's been key on the boards. 5:25 to go, first quarter, still tied at two between Watkins Glen and Cooperstown. Vibbert to Sherman in the corner left side. Now back to Vibbert as they work it around to the top of the key. Back for Piper Seaman to Sherman, now to Trossett. Good ball movement here for the Hawkeyes. Still left side for Trossett. Foul line for Sherman. Splits two defenders. Gets stuck in a tough spot. Goes back for Trossett. Five on the shot clock. Trossett to the rim. It's stripped out of her hands. Off her leg, out of bounds. Back to Watkins Glen. So 5 minutes to go in the first. It's still 2-2.
That was a gutsy play by the point guard for Watkins Glen, trying to pick the ball from Kate Trossett. It easily could have picked up her second foul, which would have been a game changer for Watkins.
Across midcourt here for Taylor Kelly. Kelly to the right side will now find Hannah Morse. Morse, three-point line extended. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, dumps one down low for Solomon. She ran out of real estate, lost the ball, and Cooperstown will come away. And Perez with an outlet pass to Trossett. Trossett across midcourt, finds Piper Seaman, dials up a three. Too strong, rebound for the Senecas and Hannah Morse. They're looking to run with Taylor Kelly. Kelly stops, she loves that three, fires it up. Swish from downtown for Taylor Kelly. She's got all five of the Senecas' points, and it's 5-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Now a foul on Watkins Glen as Lauren Vibbert had it in the backcourt, was dribbling up in front of the Cooperstown bench on the right side, and was fouled.
Well, you can see off of made baskets, Watkins Glen's going to bring a little pressure. The story of this game right now is it's the two point guards. What kind of pace are they going to run? They're right now up pace on both sides. Emily Perez now going to the hoop, and she actually runs through the defender, but she gets called for the foul.
So Perez got a good feed down low, got some contact, and will head to the line. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Watkins Glen 5, Cooperstown 2. We were talking off the air before this game. I think one thing that hurt Unitico last week is they got themselves in an early hole and couldn't get back against a good shooting Watkins Glen team. I think it's key for Cooperstown to make sure they keep this within a manageable distance if they are trailing early in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we both were talking, too, this is going to be a defensive battle, and I think it's a race to 40. Whoever gets to 40 first, I think, is in a prime position to win this game.
So Perez goes 0 for 2, so it's still Watkins Glen 5, Cooperstown 2, 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Here is Morris at the top of the key. Feeds one into the corner for Lessig, pulls up for a long 2, too much spice on that one. Senecas get the rebound, but then Piper Seaman will strip it away. Hawkeyes will come away with the basketball.
My guess is Watkins Glen has not seen pressure from two guards like Lauren Vibbert and Kate Trossett all year. Hannah Morris is going to have her hands full.
Vibbert tries to take it to the rim, splits two defenders. And it was no good, and then a foul on the floor, I believe, here with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Going to be on Vibbert, so that's the, I believe, third team foul here, yes, on Cooperstown. So team foul situation already. Watkins Glen with 4, Cooperstown with 3. Again, 3:45 to go first quarter. Watkins Glen leads Cooperstown 5-2. And in the backcourt, Watkins Glen will get it in. Hannah Morse will walk it up the floor and set up the offense for the Senecas. Left side of the floor now for Morse. Now for Taylor Kelly. Fires up a three. Left it short. Seaman hustling for a rebound. Outlet pass to Trossett. Cooperstown's looking to run. Trossett on a breakaway off the glass and good. Big bucket when Cooperstown needed it from Kate Trossett. And it's 5-4. Watkins Glen on top by one with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Tight one so far, as we expected between these two teams. Baseline drive for Lessick, right side. She's fouled on the right low block here by the Hawkeyes. Let's see who it's on, Matt.
Looks like it's going to be Lauren Vibbard second, which is big. I mean, that's you're probably your best defender. And here comes Ashley Kuber that's going to come in off the bench. And so Cooperstown's going to lose a little bit on defense, but they're going to bring in a little bit more offensive power as Ashley can definitely ring it up from outside.
Lessick cannot get the first foul shot to go. So again, 3:10 to go first quarter. It's Watkins Glen 5 and Cooperstown 4.
You can see pure athleticism on this court right now. And watching Hannah Morse, I mean, in the first couple minutes, you can't be anything but impressed with how she moves and how she leads this team.
Lessick goes 1 out of 2, and Watkins Glen leads 6-4 with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Here's Piper Seaman, left side. Seaman will go back up to Kuber at the top of the key for the Hawkeyes, again wearing the orange with the black and white trim. Kuber right off the bench, takes it to the rim. Left-handed layup is good for Kuber.
What a great crossover at the top of the key, right to the rim with her left hand. That's huge for her confidence.
We're tied up at 6, 2:45 to go in the first quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Hannah Moore splits the defense, almost gets sandwiched, can't get the shot off, and Piper Seaman will come up with the loose ball. Ahead now for Kate Trossett. Trossett for Sherman. Meg on a baseline drive to the right low block. Kicks off the glass, rolls around, won't go. Fighting for the rebound, but the Senecas get there first.
What a great move by the eighth grader, though. Going baseline, one dribble from the three-point line to the rim. Show me an eighth grader in Class C level that's going to do that.
Lessick will go back up to the top of the key now for Hannah Morse. Morse will dribble drive left side, wants a three, pulls the trigger. It's too strong. Rebound for Trossett, but it was picked off from behind. Now the ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. We'll have a jump ball. 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Possession error gives it to Cooperstown. We're still tied at 6 here in the New York State Class C girls quarterfinals.
You know, on that last possession, what they did was run a high screen for Hannah Morse, and Megan Sherman actually did not hedge on that, and she's got to hedge a little bit because Hannah Morse had a wide-open shot. She wasn't able to connect, but if they give them too many opportunities, it could be big.
Still tied at 6. Cooperstown trying to take the lead. A reverse layup from Piper Seaman is no good. Rebound for Watkins Glen with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied 6-6. Watkins Glen with the basketball. They go to Hannah Morse, left side. Now to Solomon, feeds it to the right side for Jenna Slater, who's off the bench for Taylor Kelly. Her jumper draws nothing but air, and a rebound underneath for Kuber, trying to save it to Trossett. And in the far side corner, it looks like it went off the hands there of Morse, and Cooperstown will get it back with 1.5 to go in the first quarter.
Nate, you mentioned this before. You know, we talked about this earlier in the year, too, when we had Unitigo and Cooperstown. We have two coaches that have won state titles in the last 5 years standing across from us right now. Both stoic individuals, not really going to talk a whole bunch, but the expertise that they have there that they can lend to these kids is phenomenal.
Kuber on the baseline finds Perez through her hands. She can't save it. It's out of bounds. And back to the Senecas. So both teams seem to be feeling each other out here as it's a 6-6 low-scoring game. 1:13 to go in the first quarter here in the state quarterfinals. Inbounds pass now for Hannah Morse in the backcourt. Morse will come across the Veterans Memorial Arena logo here in Binghamton. Now we'll go to the right side for Solomon. Solomon back to Morse. Three-point line extended. We'll work her way into the paint. Ran out of real estate. Back out Taylor Kelly for three. No, off the front of the rim and missed it. Rebound underneath. A foul on Watkins Glen on Jenna Slater. As good box out position there from Megan Sherman.
Absolutely. And what they're doing is they're playing off of Solomon quite a bit at the top, which is Emily Perez is clogging the lane, not giving Morse or Kelly the opportunity to get into the rim area where they want to get to, which is big. And now it puts them in a position where Meg Sherman can go and try to give Cooperstown the lead.
So that was the fifth foul on Watkins Glen, sending Sherman to the line in a 6-6 ball game with 52 seconds to go first quarter. Sherman first shot is up and good for the eighth grader. So she has 3 points, and Cooperstown takes the lead 7-6. Second shot coming here for Meg Sherman, and this one rattles in and out. Rebound is picked up here by the Senecas. They quickly glance up at the scoreboard, and Hannah Morse, the senior with a ton of experience, comes across midcourt. It's Cooperstown 7, Watkins Glen 6, 40 seconds to go first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Taylor Kelly to Morse on the baseline. Once goes to toss it up, it won't go down. Rebound for Perez. Jump ball on that rebound. Looked like Perez had pretty good possession. Zebra Cruz says otherwise, and the arrow keeps it with the Senecas.
Well, Hannah Morris went tried to go to the rim, and she ran to Emily Perez, and she did not go anywhere.
Morris will do the inbounds duty, trying to get it in for the Senecas. Doesn't have a lot of options. Finally finds Lessick in the corner right side. Lessick will back her way into the paint. Now we'll leave it off for Morris. A little running jumper there off the mark. Sherman skies and cleans the glass there for a rebound. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Hawkeyes lead the Senecas 7-6. Trossett across midcourt here for Cooperstown. Trossett directing traffic, trying to set up a play here for Cooperstown. Trossett with 10 seconds, goes a backdoor cut for Piper Seaman, puts it up. That's off the mark. Rebound Watkins Glen. Cross midcourt here for Morris. Morris trying to get the last shot off, but won't get there in time. End of the first quarter. Cooperstown 7. Watkins Glen 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here in the arena. It's Cooperstown 7, Watkins Glen 6. A fast-moving first quarter, and Matt, you were saying Emily Perez was really strong on the glass for Cooperstown.
Yeah, she had 4 rebounds in that first quarter, plus a steal. In a defensive battle, one and done is what you want, and that's huge.
Cooperstown with the ball to start the second quarter in a one-point lead. Trossett tries to take it right to the hoop. The kiss off the glass, no good. Sherman keeps it alive. Back out. Piper Seaman for three. Buries it for Cooperstown. And Cooperstown now leads 10-6. That would be great if you can get Piper Seaman going if you're a Hawkeyes fan. Watkins Glen trailing now by 4 early in the second quarter. Here's Solomon. Right side for 3 for Watkins Glen. Off the back of the rim. It won't fall. Trossett will get the rebound from Perez. Perez now finds Sherman, dials up a long 2, it's off the mark. Rebound for the Senecas, they're looking to run. Here is Morris down the left side of the floor. Morris picks up her dribble in a tough spot, and now will feed to the baseline for Solomon. Solomon back out for Hannah Morris. It's being closely guarded by Kate Trost. To talk about two quick guards going toe-to-toe here. Now they go Taylor Kelly. Kelly with a pull-up on the baseline, it's good. She has 7 of their 8 points. And it's Cooperstown 10, Watkins Glen 8.
You know, we were talking that Cooperstown has to stay in with Watkins. Watkins has to stay in with Cooperstown, too, because that defensive pressure, they can take confidence away from you real quick. And I think that's already happened with a couple of Watkins players, and they got to make sure that they stay upbeat.
Cuber finds Perez. Great backdoor pass finds Cuber, and she finishes. What a great play.
Emily Perez is always the best passer on the court, and she's being the senior captain leader right now for this team.
Cooperstown girls lead Watkins Glen 12-8 with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen answers again.
Nice nifty play. Hannah Morris gets in deep, and Emily Perez had to approach, and then she dumped it off to Solomon for the 2 points.
So it's 12-10. Coop on top of WG with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Trossett trying to answer again. Her 20-footer right side off the mark. Rebound for Watkins Glen, and Lessick will work it back up the floor into the hands of Hannah Morris and the Senecas. Trying to tie this game back up or perhaps take the lead in the early parts of the second quarter. Pull-up jumper for Lessick. The bank is open. She puts it in. We're tied at 12.
You know, the first 4 or 5 possessions of this second quarter for Cooperstown, they've tried something a little different. They haven't gotten more than 10 seconds into the shot clock. They might want to start eating away a little bit here, settling themselves down because some of the shots that they've been able to get haven't been the best.
5:35 to go, second quarter. A backdoor cut to the 8th grader, Megan Sherman, and she finishes. Great execution again. Coop leads 14-12, 5.5 to go, second quarter.
Emily Perez is with another backdoor feed. It looks like Princeton out here.
Morris wants to pull up for 3 for Watkins Glen and buries it. Hannah Morris dials long distance.
Well, we've already outscored the first quarter, and it's only 2.5 minutes in, so.
Watkins Glen takes the lead 15-14. 5:10 to go in the second quarter here at the arena. Down into the paint for Kate Trossett, and she is fouled on a little spin move in the paint. It looks like she'll head to the line, and the foul, I believe, is going to be on Danielle Lessig.
And you could just look at Alicia Learn's face and look at the ref and know that she is not satisfied with that call. But they're calling it on the floor. She's not actually getting the two shots out of it.
So Trossett will do the inbounds duties. That's the first foul on either team here in the second quarter. And Cooperstown will get the ball on the baseline. They find Perez at the top of the key. Perez will now go back to Kate Trossett. Fires up a long two from straight away off the mark. Perez with a rebound. On the baseline, left side, it's the Hawkeyes again in the orange with the black and white. Try to get it to the interior. A pass is intercepted there by the Senecas. They'll bring it into the front court. Left side now for Hannah Morris, who is directing traffic. Morris will get into the paint, splits two defenders, and puts it in for Hannah Morris. 5 quick points. And the Senecas lead the Hawkeyes 17-14 with 4.5 to go second quarter.
Yeah, you can see a little bit of frustration on Kate Trossett's face. This is easily the best point guard that she's played all year. And Hannah Morris is a player, that's for sure. But Cooperstown, they're still right here, 17-14. Now they call an offensive screen or offensive foul on the screen from Emily Perez up top. Hannah Morris, and once again, her quickness got her in that position.
4:20 to go second quarter. So that will be the second on Perez. Perez is going to go to the bench, and now checking in will be Natalie Fountain for the Lady Hawkeyes. Again, Watkins Glen with a 3-point lead, 17-14. The seesaw continues back and forth between these two teams. Seneca's with the ball. They'll go to Lessig on the left side. She fires up a long two, left it short. Sherman is there for the rebound. A jump ball underneath. As getting her hands in was Kelsey Kernan there for Watkins Glen, tying it up with Sherman. The arrow keeps it with the Senecas. A good break for them.
These officials are really quick on that jump ball call. That's the third time that they've done that. They really aren't letting them rip through and try to fight it out.
Watkins gets it in. Solomon, a pull-up jumper. Can't find the bottom of the bucket there. A rebound off the miss for Piper Seaman. 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Cooperstown trailing by 3 to Watkins Glen, 17-14. And now another foul against Cooperstown as they're trying to set a screen at the top of the key, and they got whistled for it on back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, that time Natalie Fountain. Natalie hasn't had a ton of, this is her first year in varsity, really hasn't played a ton of minutes in every game, but with Emily Perez in foul trouble, that leadership gone, she's got to step up here, and she's got to adjust to the speed of this game.
Here's Hannah Moore slicing and dicing through the defense there, gets to the rim, can't get the shot, but she is fouled. And Cooperstown needs to try to find a way to shut down the quick penetration of Hannah Morse.
Okay, so you got 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. Now you got Megan Sherman and Emily Perez. They're two bigs with foul trouble. Now what you're going to probably see Mike Niles have to decide is if he wants to do a little bit of offense-defense, which is his plan a lot of times as Hannah Morris makes the first one and before it enters the game for Sherman.
Watkins leads Cooperstown 18-14, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Moore stepping in. Her second shot is pure. So Morris has 7. Taylor Kelly has 7 for the Senecas. Biggest lead of the game now for Watkins Glen. 19-14 over Cooperstown. 3:45 to go in the second. Trossett right to the hoop. Count the bucket and she's fouled. Senior leadership from Kate Trossett. It's 19-16 and she'll have a chance for a 3-point play.
I think Kate Trossett looked around during that last foul shot and said, I'm the only senior on this floor and it's time for me to start stepping up. And she went right to the rim. Left-hander high off the board and right in.
So Trossett trying to complete the and one here at the line, and the shot is good. Big swing there for Cooperstown. It's back to a two-point game with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen 19 and Cooperstown 17.
That's huge. It was a five-point game. Now all of a sudden down to two. Very easily could have been expanded.
Lessig dishes it off for Solomon. A good little give and go, and Watkins Glen strikes again.
This Watkins team is very well coached, very efficient on the offensive end. And Cooperstown needs to string a couple defensive stops while scoring a little bit here in order to get themselves back in with the momentum.
Seneca's lead 21-17. Cooperstown pushing it to the interior. A foul here on Watkins Glen. Going to be on Kelsey Kernan. So that's the team's fourth. Team foul situation, Watkins Glen with 4, Cooperstown with 3. The score is the Senecas 21 and the Hawkeyes 17. 3:12 to go second quarter. Trossett will have it on the baseline now for Cooperstown. We'll get it into Piper Seaman in the corner. Seaman step back three. No, they're going to say another push off. Who's it going to be on, Seaman or Fountain?
I think it's going to be Natalie Fountain again with another hard screen.
Yep, so they'll set that one on Fountain with 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen leading 21-17, 3:08 to go in the second quarter.
What's interesting is we're 3 minutes into the with the remaining in the second. We haven't had a timeout in this game. The coaches really have a lot of confidence in their players and letting them play it out.
Here is Morse on the baseline now. We'll feed it into the corner for Kleeman. Kleeman goes back to Morse, into the paint, works one back out. Lessick straight away three, draws nothing but air, out of bounds, and back to Cooperstown. With 2:45 to go in the second quarter, Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. Want to recognize our special sponsors today, including NYCM Insurance, the Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, the Cooperstown Booster Club, as well as the Leatherstocking Group in Cooperstown. Hawkeyes with the basketball at the top of the key. Fountain will now go to Trossett right side. Trossett steps back. She's in front of the Watkins Glen bench. Now pulls up at the foul line. Shot is wide right. Ball loose on the floor somehow. Ford comes out of there with it for Cooperstown. Back out Trossett. Another jumper off the side of the backboard here from a tough angle. Rebound for Watkins Glen. Here's Morse trying to go coast to coast. Takes it all the way to the rim and she's fouled. Goes tumbling out of bounds. She'll step to the line with 2:15 to go second quarter. Senecas lead the Hawkeyes 21-17.
It's a shame that people listening, they haven't been able to come and watch Hannah Morse play. I mean, she is impressive. If you've never, for somebody who hasn't seen her this year, she was won the state title a couple of years ago with a game-winning last-second shot, and she connects with the first foul shot. But she is, as now a leader, she has definitely taken this Watkins Glen team and put her on her back today.
Second shot is off the mark, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Now back up the floor here for Cooperstown and Piper Seaman. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Watkins Glen leading Cooperstown 22-17. Here is Trossett. Wants a little baseline drive now. Her shot is wild and won't go down. A rebound for Watkins Glen and into the hands of Hannah Morris.
What's happening right now is that Cooperstown, because of the lineup that they have to have, because of foul trouble, is playing a little bit too much one-on-one basketball right now.
Morris goes down low for Taylor. Kelly off the glass. It's good. Kelly now with 9 points. And the Senecas lead the Hawkeyes 24-17 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Shot for Piper Seaman is no good. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawkeyes. This is the biggest deficit they've faced here today.
This is the biggest deficit actually in sectionals so far. The playoff run, the special run for Cooperstown.
Trossett will get it in, wants an NBA range three, hits off the side of the rim, rebound for Fountain, and that's a big rebound putback for Natalie Fountain, and it's 24-19 as we hit a minute 20 to go second quarter.
Cooperstown down five right now. They need to make sure they keep it like this when they go into half. They can't go out more than 5 points. It'll be a tough comeback for them.
Morris dials up a three, just died on the front of the rim. Senecas get back the rebound, though, as we hit a minute to go in the second quarter. It's 24-19. Solomon straight away. Solomon now will pass one over to Taylor Kelly off the glass and good. Taylor Kelly with another clutch basket.
Yeah, Taylor Kelly caught that ball on the wing, ripped through, and as Piper Seaman was approaching, her first step was she was by her real quick and she got it all the way to the rim.
Here's Trossett, left side, gets into the paint, wants to dish it back out. No, double dribble. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen leads Cooperstown 26-19. And Cooperstown needs a stop here. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Watkins can play for the final shot here if they wish. About a 5 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, so they can work a lot of that time off. Solomon into the paint, back to the basket. Goes back out, top of the key, three ball for Watkins Glen, won't go. Solomon a rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled by Natalie Fountain. So off the miss there from Kelsey Kernan, Solomon got the rebound, tried to put it back up, and it was fouled. So that's the third foul on Fountain since she's come in.
There was 17 seconds left. I'm actually surprised Mike Niles is not bringing in some of the girls that have two fouls just for an offensive swing, hopefully, at the end with try to get a little bit of momentum. But Kate Donnelly comes in. She can shoot from long range, so if they can get her an opportunity, it could be big.
17 seconds to go. Second shot coming for Solomon. She missed the first. Solomon puts this one up and through. So Solomon has 5 points. It's 27-19. If Coop could get a bucket here, this would be big. Kruger comes across midcourt. Dribble drive left side. Strip ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawkeyes with 8 seconds to go. Second quarter. Again, Hawkeyes trailing 27-19. So Piper Seaman will do the inbound duties here for Cooperstown. Seaman looking for some options. We'll get it back to Trossett. Now to the top of the key. Hawkeyes try to get a shot off with 3 seconds left. It's partially blocked here as Kate Donnelly couldn't get it off. And is there a foul?
Yeah, Abby Ford grabbed the offensive rebound. It looks like there's going to be a foul on Watkins Glen with no time left. And Abby Ford going to shoot 2 foul shots.
Going to be on Solomon. So this could give you a little bit of momentum going into the locker room if you could hit 2. As Abby Ford will step to the line. First shot for Ford, hits the rim 2 times and then bounces out. Tough break there. Second shot coming here for Ford, trying to cut it to a 7-point deficit. Steps in, Ford's second shot, won't go. So our halftime score will be Watkins Glen 27, Cooperstown 19. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report is coming up. We'll be back here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO this afternoon, live from the arena in Binghamton. Someone brought this up to me earlier today. They said, you know, only the locals call it the arena. Everyone else says, you know, the Floyd L. Maines Arena or some other official name it's had over the years. And I said, I don't know. It's just always been the arena to us here. So
yeah,
that's how it is. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Watkins Glen 27, Cooperstown 19. I think the score doesn't really reflect it. It is a very tighter game than this. Just a little late run by Watkins Glen when Cooperstown got in foul trouble has allowed them to build up this lead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bench for Cooperstown definitely came in and tried to give as many minutes as they possibly could there. But when you had Lauren Vibber go out with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, Emily Perez with 4 or 5 minutes left in the second quarter, what you ultimately did was you took Perez, Sherman, and Vibber off, three starters, and they couldn't play for that second half or the second half of the second quarter. And as a result, the lead went from Cooperstown, a one-point lead, to now Watkins Glen with eight. It's just one of those situations. It's tough to get involved into the game, into the speed of it. And when you got Hannah Morse and Taylor Kelly attacking you at the rim, that's what's happening. Emily Perez is playing so far off of Solomon, she's constantly in a position where she could be in foul trouble if you go after her.
I want to give you our score updates here. First, for Watkins Glen, they're led by 11 points from Taylor Kelly, followed by 8 from Hannah Morse, 5 from Adriana Solomon, 3 from Danielle Lessick. On the other side for Cooperstown, they're led by 5 points apiece from Megan Sherman and Kate Trossett, 4 from Ashley Cuber, 3 from Piper Seaman, 2 from Natalie Fountain. So that is our scoring update here. And just, again, want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Ted's Body Shop in New Berlin. And I should mention these are for Cooperstown and our UV game, which will be coming up after this at 4 o'clock. Matt and I will be right here for that boys' New York State Class C quarterfinal as well. So Ted's Body Shop in New Berlin, Stewart Shops, of course, one in New Berlin and one in Cooperstown as well, the Bassett Healthcare Network, New York Pizzeria in New Berlin, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin, Trossett Group Attorneys in Cooperstown, Schneider's Bakery, of course, right on Main Street there in Cooperstown, Cooperstown Booster Club, Leather Stocking Group in Cooperstown, Clark Sports Center, Chase Memorial Nursing Home and Rehab Center in New Berlin, and NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, all proud sponsors here for today's two games. And when we have South Courtright later tonight at 6 o'clock, we also have some great special sponsors for them that we'll be recognizing as well. Right now, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Quick talk from Coach Niles, I guess. Cooperstown's already back out on the floor shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a quick message, I think. And I think because he realized if it wasn't for those last 3 or 4 minutes, Cooperstown is leading this game. They're actually playing right up with them. They just have to come in and do what they do. I mean, in the first quarter, if you go back to that first quarter, what Cooperstown was put in a different position where they had to play against man-to-man. They haven't done that in a little while. Their zone offense with Emily Perez at the foul line is killer. But when they have to go man-to-man, it's a little bit different because it's a different matchup. Piper Seaman can't get all the open shots that she's looking for. She's only got 1-3 so far this game, and she's only taken a couple. And they've had 3 high-screen fouls. I mean, it's just some fundamental things that they need to clean up, and they'll be all set.
We'll take a break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Cooperstown girls are trailing Watkins Glen 27-19 here in Binghamton at the arena. About 3.5 minutes to go until we start the third quarter, so we'll take a break. And again, can the Cooperstown girls climb out of this little deficit here at the half in the New York State Girls Class C quarterfinals? For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you here courtside. Cooperstown girls trailing Watkins Glen 27-19 at the halftime break. Again, our Morabito Energy Products halftime report here from the arena in Binghamton. And a special thank you to all our sponsors. Matt, what do you think Coach Niles is messages as they huddle up here to start the third quarter?
I think his message is Hannah Morse. You got to know where she is. You can't let her turn the corner. What they haven't been doing very well is hedging the top screen. The defender of the screener needs to be able to pop out, get Hannah Morse off her spot. If she can if she continues to turn that corner, they're going to be in trouble.
So we'll get you set for the start of the second half here. Cooperstown girls will be going left to right to start off this second half. And the score again, 27-19. Watkins Glen on top of Cooperstown here on
WCDO.
And with start of the second half, we'll have Seaman doing the inbounds duty as Cooperstown will have the basketball. So Seaman will get the ball into Trossett again as Cooperstown goes left to right. A big bucket here would be nice for Cooperstown fans to start the third quarter. They go to the left side for Trossett. No, intercepted by Morse, and then she's fouled as she gets to midcourt. And Hannah Morse strikes again here against Watkins Glen, I should say.
But that was a good foul by Kate Trossett because otherwise she was going for 2 points. And just get that, get them settled here, get some defense. They're trying to run Kate off of a couple screens there. Didn't quite work that time, but I can see what Coach Niles is trying to do.
Watkins Glen gets it back. Taylor Kelly wants to take it to the rim. Shot was short. Sherman with a rebound. They get tied up. Possession arrow will keep it here with the Senecas. 7:40 to go in the third is Watkins Glen 27, Cooperstown 19.
You know, with Sherman and Perez on the boards, I mean, they each have combined 12 rebounds already this game, and they need to be there. They need to dominate the boards and make it one and out.
Senecas get the ball in here. Solomon into the paint. Solomon will now get it back to Taylor Kelly. Good floater in the lane. Too strong. Solomon a rebound. Puts it back up and in. And Solomon now with 7 points for Watkins Glen, and they're just winning the battle on the boards right now. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Senecas with their biggest lead, 29-19. Here's Trossett, right side, wants to take it inside. Stripped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawkeyes. Cooperstown trying to settle back in on offense here.
Yeah, you know, Trossett's taking the screen. She could take them a little bit tighter, try to clear a little bit more space, but she's trying to create. She's trying to get to the rim in some way.
Trossett will get it into Perez here at the top of the key. Perez now into the hands of Piper Seaman. It would be good to get her going if you're a Hawkeyes fan. Need some more here from Seaman. Seaman stripped of the ball on the right side. Will now go back to Perez. Perez with five on the shot clock. Might have to step up and shoot. Tries a three. Rattles in and out. And a rebound here for Watkins Glen.
You can see Cooperstown's frustrated on the offensive end. There's this Watkins Glen team is just very aggressive and tenacious on defense.
Lessick will go back to Solomon at the right elbow. Back out Taylor Kelly. Deep three there. Blitzes off the side of the rim and out of bounds back to the Hawkeyes. So still a lot of time left. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen, though, leading Cooperstown 29-19.
Cooperstown doesn't need to be reminded that they were down 15 points state semifinal game against the defending state champions. They came back. This is nothing that they can't overcome as long as they put a couple key possessions together, and there's Trossett going to the hoop.
Trossett gets all the way to the rim, did everything but finish as the ball rolled out. A rebound here for Hannah Morse. Morse down low for Taylor Kelly off the glass and in. Taylor Kelly now with 13, and Watkins Glen leads 31-19. trots it across midcourt, and now a timeout's going to be taken here by Cooperstown. Mike Niles wants to talk things over. We'll step away. 6:12 to go in the third. It's the Senecas leading the Hawkeyes 31-19. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Cooperstown will throw the ball away and a steal here for Watkins Glen. Hannah Morris is back down the floor on the right side and will now go to Danielle Lessig. Lessig trying to get off a screen, dumps it down low for Solomon off the glass. It won't go. Rebound opportunity also won't go. Out of bounds, last touched by Cooperstown. It'll stay with Watkins Glen. Still a lot of time here for the Hawkeyes, but they're going to have to start digging out of this hole soon. Solomon will get it in. The inbounds play is too strong. Seaman with a rebound. And Seaman will walk it back up the floor here for Cooperstown. Seaman, left side, will feed one over for Vibbard. Vibbard will now go back to Perez. Perez pump fakes, gets into the lane, and she is fouled as she tries to go up for the shot here and will shoot two. 5.5 to go in the third. Watkins Glen leading Cooperstown girls 31-19.
Yeah, there's not a ton of balance going on right now with Cooperstown's offense. Actually, Emily Perez, you know, it's a role reversal. They're playing off of her, carrying her to do some stuff, but she's hitting around the perimeter. She's got to be underneath, creating some more space for the guards to be able to do what they need to do.
Perez gets the foul shot to go. Believe it or not, her first point of the afternoon. She has been great on the glass, and the deficit is 11 here for the Hawkeyes, 31-20. Perez goes 2-for-2. So it's back to a 10-point ball game. Senecas leading Coop 31-21. 5.5 to go, third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lowe and Matt Hazard with you this afternoon. Glad to have you along. Senecas with the ball. They go to Morris off a screen in the corner for three. Hannah Morris now with 11 points. And the Senecas push it to 34-21.
Morris just ran off of four screens for Kate Trossett and hit that three dagger in the baseline. Now Piper Seaman gets an offensive rebound.
Seaman will go back out to Perez into the lane. Perez will go back to Trossett. Trossett, a floater, gets the rattle to go. And Trossett now with 7 points. That's a team high, and it's 34-23, 4:50 to go in the third. Morris looks over to head coach Alicia Learn. They'll set up the play. Now they go to Lessig. Back to Morris. Now to Slater, who's checked into the ballgame as a substitute. They work it down low for Solomon. Solomon, a baby hook in the lane, left it short. Sherman with a big-time rebound. Can Cooperstown get some momentum here? Seaman, ahead now for Trossett. She's swiped from behind there, and a foul is going to be on Morse. Morse came up to try to scoop it away from Trossett. They're going to get her for a... Oh, I don't know if they're going to get Morse here. I think they're going to get Lessig.
Yeah, they're going to get Lessig on the block. Trossett went right into her body, and she was moving.
So Sherman will get it in, finds Trossett. Trossett goes right back to Sherman. In the lane, goes up with it, partially blocked, no call. Rebound for Watkins Glen. Here's Taylor Kelly running the floor. Right side, coast to coast, up and in for Taylor Kelly.
Well, there's a situation there. Emily Perez met her at half court. She couldn't do anything about it because Kelly's too quick, but also Emily has two fouls, and she didn't want to get that third one on the board.
Watkins Glen leads Cooperstown girls 36-23. Coop with the ball. It's tapped out of bounds and will stay with the Hawkeyes with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Kate Trossett was just talking to her teammates, trying to tell them we got to get some more movement on offense. They aren't moving many places.
There's Seaman with a straightaway three. That's off the mark. Vibbard somehow goes into the land of the trees, comes up with a rebound, spits one back out for Trossett into the hands of Sherman. Coop will keep it alive with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Here is Seaman. Little miscommunication. It goes back to Trossett. She'll chase it to midcourt. Still 15 on the shot clock. Trossett now will drive to the hoop. The kiss off the glass. No good. Rolls out. Sherman a rebound, but I think they're going to stay over the back here on Sherman. With 3.5 to go in the third, that's what they get her for. Boy, if that's not the story for Coop today, do everything right and the shot just won't go. Watkins Glen 36, Cooperstown 23, 3.5 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, Cooperstown, like you just said, they've gotten some opportunities. It just hasn't fallen for them today. Where they have been falling these last few games, they're getting some great shots, just not getting there. And then Morris just knifing through the defense as she gets right to the hoop.
Morris with another bucket. She's got 13, went right into the paint and finished. Watkins Glen leads 38-23. Here is Vibbard with a pump fake left side, gets into the paint, goes back to Perez. Perez tosses it up. The kiss off the glass is too strong. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, which will keep it here with Coop. It's been a tough third quarter here for the Hawkeyes as they try to chip their way back into this game. But with 3:05 to go in the third, they trail 38-23.
Hey, you almost wonder if Mike Niles has to try something a little bit different, maybe go five guards just to get a little bit of momentum on their side.
Here is Trossett with a long three. It's off the mark, and Perez with a rebound. Cooperstown's trying anything right now. Perez to the rim, and she's fouled on a baby hook and will head to the line. With 2:53 to go in the third, it's Watkins Glen 38, Cooperstown 23. And again, a thank you to all our special sponsors today, including NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, New York Pizzeria in New Berlin, Trossett Group Attorneys in Cooperstown, as well as the Schneider's Bakery and the Cooperstown Booster Club. Perez gets the first shot to fall. Perez now with 3 points. And make sure you stay tuned. Matt and I will be back for the Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley. That game is set to tip right around 4 o'clock. Perez goes 2 for 2, so she has 4 points. 38-25. Coop finds themselves down to the Senecas with 2:50 to go in the third.
Yeah, Cooperstown's just settling back into a half-court man right now. You just wonder, at what point do we start speeding up this game, trying to see if we can get some turnovers and some quick buckets.
Here is Morse, feeds one into the corner. Slater with a pull-up jumper. Too strong, rebound for Solomon. Back out, Kelly. Second chance is too short. Rebound for Ford. And then a foul on Watkins Glen on Solomon, who is trying to steal it back from Ford. It's going to be the fourth foul on Watkins Glen here in the third quarter. 2:27 to go in the third. Watkins Glen 38, Cooperstown 25.
Yeah, so Mike Niles brings in Kate Donnelly for Abby Ford. This gives him a little bit more offense, and that's what he's looking for. He's looking for to try to draw that middle defender out. And here comes Kate.
Kate Donnelly with a three from the left side. It's off the mark. Good hustle there by Taylor Kelly to try to get the rebound for the Glen. She couldn't get there in time. It's out of bounds.
Coach Niles had Kate Donnelly's ear before he sent her to the bench or to the scorer's table to check in, and I think it was clear. Get the ball, shoot it. Because she did, and that's what her plan is here to be an offensive threat.
Cooperstown will get it in. 2:10 to go in the third. Here's Piper Seaman. Seaman at the top of the key. Wants to drive down low. A little up and under for Piper Seaman, and it's good.
What a fantastic move. She split two defenders and then went up high off the glass from about 12 feet away. And now Cooperstown's only down 11.
Still manageable here for Coop with 1:50 to go in the third. Here is Jenna Slater, left side, will find Taylor Kelly to the rim. It's good for Taylor Kelly. She has 17, and it's 40-27.
What a textbook rip through at the foul line. High rip right to the rim on the left side for her natural left hand.
Here is Piper Seaman, wants to take it to the rim. A lot of contact there. It's blocked, and the Glen will come away with it. Here's Hannah Morse, dishing one off for Taylor Kelly. Down low, blocked by Perez. They'll say she got her on the arm. And Kelly will go to the line with 1:23 to go in the third. The Senecas leading the Hawkeyes 40-27. And so Taylor Kelly will step to the line. Kelly has 17. Hannah Morris has 13 to lead Watkins Glen. On the other side for Cooperstown, Kate Trossett with 7. Megan Sherman and Piper Seaman with 5 apiece. First shot is good there for Kelly.
Well, I mean, they've got 31 of the 41 points for the Senecas. I mean, that's the story right there.
Kelly goes 1 out of 2. Rebound for Perez of Cooperstown. And ahead now for the Hawkeyes. Here's Lauren Vibbard trying to go coast to coast. And a foul on Vibbard for pushing off. gives it back to the Glen with a minute 15 to go in the third. 41-27 is the deficit for the Hawkeyes. Third on Bibbard. She'll go to the bench, and Ashley Kuber will come back in.
Yeah, Cooperstown's just playing frustrated, you know, but we saw this with the boys last week. You know, they were down, and they just kind of stayed close enough, and they got a little bit of a run. That's what Cooperstown needs. They just need a run.
Three ball for Watkins Glen, left side there from Kleeman, who's into the ball game. It's no good. Ball ricochets out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Hawkeyes with 1:03 to go in the third. So Trossett now will hustle the ball up to midcourt with a minute to go in the third. Cooperstown trailing 41-27 here in the girls' New York State Class C regional contest. A foul is going to be whistled here on Kate Donnelly for Cooperstown on a screen.
There's sometimes that you see refs get in this roll for their own calls. That's the fifth high screen call that they've called, and that one was definitely questionable at best.
55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Frustrating if you're a Cooperstown fan right there. Watkins Glen trying to keep the momentum. Here's Morse in the paint, dumps it off for Slater. She puts it up and in. And Watkins Glen leads 43-27 with 40 seconds to go in the third. Here's Trossett at the top of the key. Slices her way through the defense. Back out Piper Seaman for a three. Too short. Rebound for Donnelly. Wants to put it back up and does. A nice kiss off the glass there for Kate Donnelly. 43-29 with 25 seconds to go in the third.
Excellent effort by Kate Donnelly on that play. Fighting against two Watkins Glen defenders. Oversized. But she ripped it down and she took it off the hoop.
Here's Morse to the right side. Will find Kleeman, who dials up a three, and she gets it to go. And it's 46-29 with 5 seconds to go here in the third. Cooperstown, Perez with a last-second shot. It won't go. Three quarters in the books. Fourth quarter coming up. It's Watkins Glen on top of the Cooperstown girls, 46-29. We'll be back on WCDO.
McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich proudly support local sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the best of luck in states. Be sure to stop in for our new cheesy bacon fries and delicious donut sticks for breakfast, both available for a limited time. Enjoy a great meal with the family 7 days a week at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and South Broad Street in Norwich. Wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here at the arena. Cooperstown girls trailing 46-29 against Watkins Glen. They have 8 minutes to save their season here, Matt.
Yeah, you know, the story of that third quarter was everything went perfect for Watkins Glen and everything bad went for Cooperstown. Watkins Glen didn't really miss that quarter, and they capitalized on every opportunity Cooperstown gave them.
Watkins Glen with the basketball. They'll go to the far side. Lessick will fire up a three. There it is. Danielle Lessick from downtown, and she has 6 points, and Watkins Glen can't miss right now.
Yeah, Niles just put his hands on his head. He was definitely frustration all around on Cooperstown. And quick one and done right there for Coop and Watkins Glen walking up the court.
7:20 to go, fourth quarter. 49-29 is the score. Here's Hannah Morris. Dishes one out for Slater. Pulls up for a long two and gets it. Slater now with 4 points. And the onslaught continues here from the Glen. They lead 51-29. Right side of the floor now for Piper Seaman. Cooperstown in desperate need of a bucket. She gets stripped of the ball. Watkins Glen will come away. Here's Hannah Morris now for Taylor Kelly. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. They'll work it back out. Slater puts it up, and she's fouled and will head to the line with 6:55 to go fourth quarter. Watkins Glen leading Cooperstown 51-29.
You know, Watkins Glen, they're getting their hand in the cookie jar all game. They've been able to do it. They're getting their hands on everything, all the dribbles trying to get into the lane. They haven't been called for any reach-ins. And you know, they've been able to get a lot of steals, a lot of breakaways, get Cooperstown on their heels, and Cooperstown didn't get back on defense on that one.
6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Watkins Glen leads 51-29. Second shot coming here from Slater. This one is too strong. Rebound for Piper Seaman. Still some time here for the Hawkeyes, but they find themselves in the big hole with 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter at the arena. They trail 51-29. Here's Perez at the top of the key. Cooperstown in the orange with the white and black trim going left to right. Watkins Glen is in the home whites with the navy blue and the maroon trim. A missed layup here on a reverse from Kate Trossett. Rebound Watkins Glen. They're looking to run. Taylor Kelly again. She's got 20. Boy, it's like a track meet for Watkins Glen when they get that rebound. Here's Trossett into the paint. She's stripped as she goes up and is fouled with 6:25 to go. Coop trailing 53-29.
I mean, Morrison Kelly, I can't imagine across Class C that there's a better twosome on a court at any given point than these two, from a point guard to a 3/4, both being able to shoot the three. They get the rebound, and both of them are on a full sprint. And Cooperstown, you know, they just aren't able to keep up with them, and that happens.
Inbounds pass from Trossett is intercepted and taken away here by the Glen. They walk it back across midcourt with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Watkins Glen with the basketball. Now here's Solomon back out straight away. Shot here for Danielle Lessick. It won't go. Rebound for Seaman. Watkins Glen fans wanted to travel. They won't get it. Back up the floor now for Vibbert. Vibbert across midcourt will go to the right side. Vibbert will leave it back for Trossett. Spots up for three. Hit the rim two, three times and then falls for Kate Trossett. She's got 10 points.
Yeah, you know, Watkins, they've also been able to hold Piper Seaman to 5 points. That's huge for them. I'm sure that was part of Alicia's game plan coming into the game.
Watkins Glen leads Coop 53-32. As girls, Class C quarterfinal, Morris will get to the bucket. She's fouled. No. They're going to say she pushed off here with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Back to Cooperstown.
Not really sure what we saw there other than Morris ran into Emily Perez's armpit and she fell to the ground and somehow she had a foul called on her. But Cooperstown will take the ball and go the other way.
Here's Trossett to the left side for Cooperstown. Trossett works it back out. Vibbert straightaway three, banks it in. Lauren Vibbert from downtown, and it's 53-35. Cooperstown has life. Now a steal at midcourt. Ball is into the hands of Megan Sherman, and now into the hands of Vibbert. Seaman got cleared out there at midcourt, but Coop comes away with the ball.
Cooperstown with back-to-back threes. They're trying to get a little bit of momentum. They're putting a little bit more pressure on the court right now.
Now here's Perez. Perez steps in, pump fakes, doesn't shoot, goes back to Trossett. 10 on the shot clock. She lost it. It was poke checked away from behind. And back up the floor now for the Senecas. Now they go to Lessick. Lessick back into the hands of Moore. She wants to slow things down a little bit here for Watkins Glen. The Senecas lead Cooperstown 53-35. Now a steal by Trossett at midcourt. Trossett wants to go coast to coast. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled and she'll shoot two with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
You have 4.5 minutes here, and you will see that Cooperstown, they are not going to give up. This group is going to, there's three seniors on here that have committed themselves to this program, and they're going to give it an all, led by Kate Trossett, who's going to the line right now.
So Trossett will settle in to shoot two. First shot here for Trossett, rattles in. So Trossett now with 11 for Coop. And it's 53-36 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you this afternoon on WCDO. Of course, the Coop boys will be playing UV next around 4 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Trossett gets the second shot to go. She's got 12. Timeout taken by Cooperstown. We're going to step away for 60 seconds here with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Coop girls trail Watkins Glen 53-37 on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
We're back underway. Cooperstown had an early steal. They had two good looks at a three-pointer. It wouldn't go, and then a rebound for Watkins Glen. And you're all caught up now with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Watkins Glen feeding it down low off the hands. There a Solomon out of bounds and back to Coop. 3:52 to go. Can Cooperstown come back from the dead, trailing 53-37 here at the arena?
Yeah, Cooperstown just needs to chip away, right? They got to get a couple of possessions here. They got to get it down to 10 with probably 2.5 minutes left and see what they can do from there.
Here's Trotsett, left side of the floor as Cooperstown goes left to right. Trotsett to the right side, trying to create some space, and they'll say she traveled with 3:41 to go in the fourth quarter. So the clock starting to become a little bit of an issue here for the Hawkeyes. So Solomon will look to get it in. She finds Morse. Morse is immediately double-teamed, dribbles out of it across the logo at midcourt. Morse on the right side tries to feed it through. It was kicked there by Sherman. That'll stop the clock with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. So the ball will be on the baseline for the Senecas, trying to get back to the Final Four again for another time in this storied history. Watkins Glen's going to take a timeout. With 3:34 to go in the fourth quarter, Watkins Glen 53, Cooperstown 37. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Watkins Glen will look to get the ball in as the Glen leads Coop 53-37 here in this girls' quarterfinal for Class C at the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you today on WCDO. Watkins Glen with the ball. They go to Taylor Kelly, who's got a game-high 20 points. She gets into the lane. Let's see what the call is here from the Zebra Crew. They're going to get together and talk about this. It'll be a traveling violation. And back to Cooperstown with 3:19 to go.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about Cooperstown, but take a second, we'll talk about Watkins Glen. They just had 8 passes without the ball even hitting the ground. Their offensive efficiency is a very impressive for any program at this level.
Here's Trotsett for three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Watkins Glen. Coop is trying to do anything they can to take some shots. Now a steal by Piper Seaman. The layup is good. As you said, Matt, this team is not going to quit. Seaman's got 7, and it's 53-39. Is it too little too late for the Lady Hawkeyes? 2:55 to go in the fourth.
Can't have any empty possessions right now.
Pass it down low for Solomon. Tries to feed one over to the far side, and a foul before Kernan could get the shot off.
That's a good foul, though. It's the second foul. Didn't get allowed a basket to happen. Falls underneath. Only problem is it resets the shot clock for 30 seconds. But if they can try to put some pressure and steal this ball.
Starting to see a little bit of a tinge of purple on the far side for our upcoming game between Unadilla Valley. And, of course, the orange of Cooperstown is already here. Hawkeyes will get the ball in. They'll say that they threw it out of bounds. It was actually Lessick who threw it in, and then they tried to go right back to her, and she was still out.
Yeah, that shows that that last foul was a great foul now. Empty possession. Here, Cooperstown can cut it down to 12, maybe 11 points.
Here's Trotsett to the rim. Fires up a little underhand shot in traffic. Couldn't get it, but now pulls it back in. Trotsett Tries to fire up a three, hit the side of the rim, or the side of the backboard, I should say, and out of bounds. And that's kind of the depth perception that often gets teams here at the arena. Watkins Glen will get it back in the backcourt now. Full court pressure coming from the Hawkeyes with 2.5 to go in the fourth. At midcourt, Perez with a steal. Perez is going to try to take it right to the rim. She goes up, count it, and she's fouled for Emily Perez.
So this is what we're talking about, right? We just got down to 12 points, 2.5 minutes left. They can make it 11. About a minute ago, I said if they can get it down to 10 or 11, that's what every coach is looking for. You're looking at minute segments at this juncture of the game, and Emily can make a foul shot here and bring it down.
Here's Perez to the line. Got it. Perez now with 7, and it's Watkins Glen leading Coop 53-42. Morse dribbles through the full court pressure. They go to Solomon. No, stripped away by Sherman. A steal, and she is fouled.
So now she's actually going to go to the foul line on the other end.
So Sherman was pushed out of bounds after stealing the ball. That's going to be the 5th foul on Watkins Glen. Cooperstown only has 2 as a team. So this is great if you're a Cooperstown fan. You see Sherman go to the line. She's got a chance to chip away at it without the clock moving with 2:18 to go.
Yeah, and in girls basketball, it's 2 shots automatic. It's not a one-on-one situation, so they can get it down to 9 with 2:18 left.
The Glen leading Cooperstown 53-42. Sherman to the line. First shot is good for Sherman. She's got 6. And it's 53-43. Timeout taken by Watkins Glen. They want to talk things over. Sherman will take the second shot when we come back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Sherman's second shot at the line for Cooperstown. They trail 53-43, and Megan Sherman goes 2 for 2. So the Cooperstown girls now trail 53-44. Watkins Glen this time will break the press. They go back to Hannah Moore. She goes up and is fouled by Perez from behind and went full speed out of bounds and knocked into the base of the basket. We'll hope she's okay. She does pop right back up. So Morris now will head to the line for some key foul shots here for the Senecas.
But if you're Cooperstown, this isn't bad. If she can go 1 for 2, that's what you're hoping for.
Just trying to trade possessions at this point and see what you can get out of it. And she misses
the
first
one.
One
miss, right? So if she makes this, you can come back. You can get a 2 or a 3. That's what you got to do. You got to trade this. You got to try to win every possession.
Second shot for Morris is good. So Morris now has 14. 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Watkins Glen 54, Cooperstown 44. Right side of the floor for Trossett. Into the paint, the floater is too strong. Rebound goes back to Watkins Glen. And an outlet pass here for Morris.
The ball handling from Morris is just incredible.
Morris to the far side. We'll find Lessick into the corner for Taylor Kelly. Now down low for Solomon. Blocked out of bounds by Perez.
You know, here's a situation. You're probably going to see Donnelly and Huber come in potentially to be a three-point threat for Cooperstown if they can get some offense-defense possessions.
Watkins Glen looking to get it in on the baseline, and they're going to have to call a timeout with a minute 49 to go in the fourth quarter. Seneca's lead 54-44. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute 49 to go in the fourth quarter. Watkins Glen leading Cooperstown girls 54-44. Nate Lowe and Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO. Cooperstown, a valiant effort here in the second half, trying to fight their way back in against Watkins Glen.
Yeah, what do we have? 22-23 point lead, I think, at one point, and it's down to 10 here with a minute 49 left.
Senecas will get it in out of the timeout. They take it to the low post. It's stripped and taken away here by Sherman. Cooperstown still has life with a minute 40 to go. Here's Piper Seaman across midcourt. You got to give it to Cooperstown. They fought hard. Here's Seaman, pulls up for a two and is fouled and will head to the line with a minute 34 to go. Cooperstown trailing by 10.
The danger part here is that Cooperstown can't get two one-on-one. They still have to stay within their possessions. They still got to stay within their offense. That was a little quick. They got the foul, thankfully, for if you're a Cooperstown fan. And now Piper Seaman's going to the line.
Big foul shots here for Seaman. The junior at the line. First shot is good for Piper Seaman. So she has 8 points, and she's played better here in the second half and has started to get it going a little bit offensively. 54-45 with a minute 34 to go, fourth quarter. Seaman to the line for her second shot is good. Seaman now with 9 points, and a timeout is taken here by Cooperstown with a minute 34 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away again for 30 seconds and come back with the exciting conclusion here as Watkins Glen leads Coop 54-46 late in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 34 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown trailing 54-46. You know Coach Niles better than anybody. What do you think he does here?
Well, I think he's going to continue to go the in-your-face press defense. He's got Emily Perez hanging back. He's got four up on the ball. Watkins Glen has been going to four across defense, but what I was just saying off air is I think maybe putting a little pressure on the ball. Don't let the person have an easy pass at it, and then they can also give it right back to that person very easily. But it's definitely Hannah Morse that is going to.
Morse gets it, speeds up the court, now finding some room for herself here. Trossett guarding her. We're going to have a foul with a minute 27 to go in the fourth quarter. What a just a burst of speed there from Morse.
Yeah, it's coming down to foul shots. Now the next foul will put him on the line. Now I don't care if this next minute and a half takes the next half hour. You've got to put him on the line. Cooperstown, you know, looking back at the first half, they missed probably six or seven free throws, which are proven pivotal at this point in the game.
Watkins Glen will get it in. Kleeman is fouled at midcourt. Piper Seaman was going for the steal. Possession arrow right now does favor Cooperstown, but this is going to send Kleeman to the line as this will be the fifth foul on Cooperstown as a team. So both teams now with five fouls, 1:23 to go in the fourth. The Glen leading Coop 54-46.
But you know what? You got to identify the individuals that you want to send to the foul line. Looking at the court, this is probably the person that they want to send who hasn't been, who wasn't a starter, not in the game a whole bunch. She misses the first. Now Cooperstown's down 8 minutes, 20. If she can come empty here, Cooperstown can try to get this into a two-possession game.
Second shot for Kleeman, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Watkins Glen. Solomon mistimed her jump. It hit off her shoulder out of bounds. She went hard to the floor. We'll hope that she's okay. She's still down. Head coach Alicia Learn's going to come out and talk with her. With a minute 23 to go in the fourth quarter, Watkins Glen leading 54-46. Again, a special thank you to all our Cooperstown sponsors for this game, including NYCM Insurance, Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group, Cooperstown Booster Club, Schneider's Bakery, Trossett Group Attorneys, Preferred Mutual Insurance, the Bassett Healthcare Network, and Stewart Shops in Cooperstown. Minute 23 to go in the fourth. Appears that she's okay. Solomon will head over the bench and get a breather. What you need to know out of that is Cooperstown gets the ball back and Solomon is okay. With a minute 23 to go in the fourth, Trossett will look to get it in. Tries a home run pass to Seaman at midcourt. Seaman will get across, set it up as Cooperstown goes left to right. Seaman into the corner, finds Sherman. Sherman, stuck in a tough place, gets it back to Perez. Perez takes it to the rim. Her shot won't go. Rebound for the Glen on the baseline. Now a steal back by Sherman out of bounds. Going to go back to Watkins Glen with 106 to go. And the Senecas leading Coop 54-46. Full court pressure. This is deadly here from Coop. They're trying to get a steal. Morris is able to dribble out of it once again. She gets to midcourt as we hit 60 seconds to go. Morris at the top of the key. We'll now go to Taylor Kelly. Kelly will reverse it to Lysik. Into the corner now. The Glen fires up a three. It's off the mark. A rebound down low for Piper Seaman, and she's fouled off the miss there from Kleeman.
And it's an over-the-back situation, which means she's going to come down and she's going to shoot with the clock stopped. So now we go from 8 points, could potentially be at six with Piper Seaman going to the line. 49 seconds left, Nate. Anything could happen.
Still a lot of time left. Yeah. We've seen crazier things happen for sure, especially when you get this far. Every team that's in the Final Eight is a high-quality team and is capable of doing something, maybe pulling off a comeback like this.
Yeah, and that was Piper Seaman's 10th rebound of the game, and that was a huge one. She misses the first, but she can still make the second one, get some pressure up on the ball.
Seaman to the line. She's got 9 points, looking for the double-double. As she swishes that one, she's got 10. Timeout taken here by Watkins Glen with 49 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's the Senecas leading the Hawkeyes 54-47. We're going to keep it right here as, you know, it's a full afternoon of basketball here on WCDO. As coming up next, we'll have the Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley in that quarterfinal. Then at 6 o'clock tonight, I'll be here for the SK girls taking on Smithtown Christian from Long Island. So SK trying to get back to the Final Four another time. But got to finish this one up first. Seneca's leading the Hawkeyes 54-47. You said it earlier, Matt. Cooperstown was not going to go easily here.
No, it's about the spirit of these girls. You know, I worked with the three seniors for a number of years, and they are, I mean, the drive that they have, the heart that they've given to this program is huge. It, no matter what happens here, you know, we're talking 49 seconds, down seven. The Hawkeyes have to be proud of what they're doing right this minute. And these next 47 seconds, they aren't going to go easy still. So we can tell right now, no matter how the score ends up, this game has been a phenomenal game to watch, especially the last 8 minutes.
Very similar to last weekend's game between Unitego and Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen got a lead. Unitego tried to chip back in and just came up a little short. Let's see what Cooperstown can do here in the quarterfinals today. 45 seconds to go. Watkins Glen with the ball, a foul, as Vibbard will foul Danielle Lessick.
Yeah, I think Niles in the last huddle probably said, do not foul Morse, do not foul Kelly, and we'll take our chances with the other three individuals on the court.
So Lessick will settle in at the charity stripe here for Watkins Glen. First shot, good. Lessick with 7 points. Second one coming. It's 55-47. Watkins Glen leading Cooperstown. 43 seconds to go. Second shot is good there for Lessick. She has 8. And now Coach Niles wants to take a timeout. Boy, we had none early, timeouts that is, and now we've had them all. With 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. Again, the Senecas leading the Hawkeyes 56-47. The girls' New York State Class C quarterfinals will be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter here at Floyd L. Maines Arena in Binghamton. Watkins Glen, the champion of Section 4. Cooperstown, champs from Section 3. And the Senecas lead the Hawkeyes 56-47 with 43 seconds left.
Yeah, it's like I've coached with Coach Niles before. Look at what he's done. He's brought 5 guards in, which we said before, Kate Donnelly, Ashley Huber could be the key here. He's going to spread this out, and he's going to say, let's get a 3-pointer and try to cut it down to 6.
Here's Trossett. She gets some space. Straight away, 3 died on the front of the rim. It was a great look. It just didn't go down. Now a timeout is taken by Watkins Glen on the rebound by Jenna Slater with 34 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. Watkins Glen leading 56-47. And Matt, I wanted to ask you during this timeout, what was the buzz like this week in Cooperstown with both the boys and the girls advancing to the state tournament?
It was exciting, you know. As you get closer and closer and closer to that end goal, the Final Four and hopefully a state championship, the pressure gets there. The kids, thankfully, Cooperstown, I mean, they've experienced this before, so they know, but you had a lot of media around. The community has had signs in their businesses. There were businesses like Mel's at 22 who donated food
sure.
for the kids. There's a lot of great things that happen when this. And this is what the power of high school sports is. It brings communities together. Behind us is the entire Cooperstown section. I bet you many businesses are closed.
Sure.
They're all here in Binghamton when we can spend a whole day with the boys and the girls here.
Out of the timeout, Watkins Glen with the basketball. They'll get it right into Hannah Moore. She is fouled at midcourt with 33 seconds left. Seneca's 56, Cooperstown 47. And Morse will walk to the line, trying to put the icing on the cake perhaps here for Watkins Glen and another trip to the Final Four. Both of these programs have made several appearances in the Final Four, and as Matt said earlier, kind of classy royalty over the last 5 years between these two.
Yeah, I mean, this is Cooperstown's fourth sectional championship in 7 years. This is Watkins Glen's fourth and five, I believe.
Yes,
and
BG won last year, but besides that, it's been all Watkins. As
yeah.
Morse goes two for two. So Morse with 16. Yeah, so as we were saying, it's another timeout is taken here. Wonder how many they have left.
One for
that's right.
Watkins Glen, two for
Coop.
Well, now one, I think, for
Coop.
Oh,
yes. Well.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, when you talk about these teams, too, right, this Section 3 and Section 4 are the two biggest sections. That's why they don't have to play a sub-regional. That's why they get to go and into Hudson. One last game. The winner of this goes to Hudson and to play the Millbrook, who is the reigning state champion, who advanced last night. And, you know, when you look at these two teams, the programs, it all stems from the coaching. The coaching, it's a very calm demeanor, both very knowledgeable. Alicia Learn, and she just stands there stoic, and she doesn't show any emotion. She doesn't get excited about much, but she is, her kids are so fundamentally sound. And, you know, if Watkins Glen is able to advance the next 33 seconds, I mean, Kelly and Morse are going to be tough for Millbrook to deal with.
Cooperstown will inbound right in front of their bench. They'll get it into Trossett. 30 seconds left. Trossett, 1-3, ran out of room, goes back. Piper Seaman fires one up from deep. It's an air ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Watkins Glen with 25 seconds left, and the Glen leading Cooperstown 58-47. Timeout is taken here by Watkins Glen. Just a look at the Class C Final Four, as it's pretty much all set. We have Maple Grove from Section 6. We'll play Cambridge from Section 2. We saw Cambridge earlier this year. They are the real deal, for sure. They were at the Delhi Tournament. And, of course, the other matchup will be Millbrook, as you were saying, from Section 9, and then the winner of Cooperstown and Watkins Glen here today. So that would be the Final Four set for next Friday.
Yeah, I think you could. I think what you could end up seeing there is Cambridge versus Watkins Glen, which would be great. Cambridge, Cooperstown did lose to them earlier in the year. They've got two twins that I believe are ninth graders, 10th graders, and their dad is
yeah.
the coach.
Yep.
And they are just fun to watch. They are skilled like crazy.
Already getting a lot of Division I looks. So if you get to see Cambridge up at the state tournament, it's worth the price of admission. 20 seconds left here. Watkins Glen will get it in. Lessick is near midcourt, and she's fouled. And with 19 seconds left, it certainly looks like the Senecas are trying to punch their tickets back to Hudson Valley next week.
Yeah, I think what you're going to end up seeing here is, you know, up 11-19. I think it's a little much for Cooperstown to overcome. I think what you'll end up seeing is that after the next possession, Mike Niles will probably try to take the seniors out, give them one last round of applause from the Cooperstown community for all that they've given to this program.
Lessick sinks the first shot. Second one coming for her is short. Rebound for Sherman. Sherman ahead now for Piper Seaman. Seaman wants to take it to the rim and does. Gets it to go. She's got 12 points. And a timeout taken here by Cooperstown with 12 seconds left. It's 59-49. And it's just going to be a little bit too much of a hole to climb out of today for the Hawkeyes, but a great effort here in the second half. They gave it everything they had. Again, I said it earlier, very similar to what happened to Unitego last weekend in the Section 4 Class D Championship against Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen was able to make a little bit of a run in about, early to mid-second quarter. Unitego got down by double digits, much like Cooperstown did today. Unitego was able to come back, but just too big of a hole, and Kelly and Morris were too much against Unitego, and they've been a little bit too much today against Cooperstown.
I would say it's about the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, first 4 minutes of the third quarter was the story of this game. Watkins Glen just took advantage of the opportunities that Cooperstown gave them, and they didn't miss for a good quarter.
Seneca's get it in. Here's Morris. She's fouled in the backcourt with 9 seconds left. And with a 10-point lead, the Seneca's leading the Hawkeyes 59-49. We'll have a little bit of a break between games, but we'll be right back with our Butler Auto pregame show. And don't forget our postgame show as well coming up after this one. We'll take a small break before that, but we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And then we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show coming up for the UV boys against Cooperstown. That'll be our next game here on CDO. Morris will miss the first shot. Second one coming here for Morris. Morris puts this one in, so she has 17. Coop will get it in to Piper Seaman for perhaps the last possession. Seaman steps back for a deep three. It's off the mark and out of bounds with 2 seconds left. And Watkins Glen is going to come away with this victory here today. We'll see what the final score ends up being. 60-49 is the score right now, as Watkins Glen will try to inbound the ball one more time. Some seniors, some of the starters coming off here for Cooperstown. Piper Seaman, obviously, with a great game here in the second half, is subbed out, and that'll do it. 60-49 is our final. We're going to pause as Cooperstown falls to Watkins Glen in the New York State Girls Class C quarterfinals. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards and get you set for the next game on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. The Cooperstown girls falling to Watkins Glen, 60-49. Let's run you through the scoring summary. First for Watkins Glen, 20 points for Taylor Kelly, 17 for Hannah Morris, 9 for Danielle Lessig, 7 for Adriana Solomon, 4 for Jenna Slater, and 3 for Aislinn Kleiman. On the other side for the Hawkeyes, 12 points apiece for Kate Trossett and Piper Seaman, and 7 apiece from Megan Sherman and Emily Perez, 4 for Ashley Kuber, 3 from Lauren Vibber, 2 from Kate Donnelly. Both teams receiving their plaques. Cooperstown for the regional runner-up and the champions in Watkins Glen again as they win 60-49. Let's jump into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We will give all three awards to Cooperstown. That's what we do when a local team plays someone from out of the area. So I'd like to go Kate Trossett. I think 12 points. She gets our Outstanding Offense Award here this afternoon. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I was kind of thinking Megan Sherman for this award.
Yep.
7 points was great on the glass, a lot of hustle plays, especially when they put the press on, so we'll give that to her. And lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I thought we could give that here to Piper Seaman. Slow first half, but ends up with a double-double, so we'll give her the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. And our next game will be the UV boys taking on Cooperstown, so we're going to take a short break. But, Matt, any final thoughts on the girls' contest?
No, you know, I mean, Cooperstown just put the cap on a great season. I mean, starting 4-4 and then going, I believe it was 16-2 the rest of the way is just incredible to see the season that they were able to put together for Coach Niles. And congratulations to Kate Tross and Lauren Bibbard and Emily Perez, who definitely left a mark on this program.
We'll take a short break, but again, the Cooperstown girls fall to Watkins Glen, 60-49. Up next, it's the dream matchup of all locals. Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley. We'll pause and be right back with the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Super Classics. You'll find it right here Saturday night on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
¶¶